It's Wednesday, February 19th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The governor's proposed budget calls for increased school funding and tax cuts for child care. Republican lawmakers slam the budget proposals as, quote, gimmicky and irresponsible. Incumbent Jill Underley and challenger Brittany Kinzer advance in the state superintendent primary, and a Marinette County man inducted into the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Governor Tony Evers wants to send billions in state aid to Wisconsin schools. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
The Democratic governor says too many districts are being forced to raise residents' taxes.
In 2024, we saw a historic number of school referendums on the ballot, and 169 of those referendums passed. Nearly 400 referendums passed in the last 4 years.
The governor's budget proposal would send over $3 billion of the state's tax surplus to schools. Evers is also asking for more money to remediate PFAS and remove lead lines from water supplies, and another $2 billion in direct tax cuts to help residents pay for child care and other needs. His plan is unlikely to pass the Republican-controlled legislature without major changes. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are not enthusiastic about Governor Tony Evers' proposed two-year budget. Here is Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue.
Frankly, his speech was devoid of a lot of specifics of what he actually wants to do, but a lot of gimmicky tax cuts. We'll take his irresponsible budget, turn it into a responsible budget that invests in education, that invests in health care, but doesn't overspend and grow the size of government.
Evers' proposal increases school funding by $3.4 billion and increases the individual tax rate for millionaires. When factoring in federal money and other sources of revenue, the Evers budget would spend $118.9 billion, an increase of 20.3%. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls most of the Democratic governor's budget, quote, dead on arrival. Wisconsin's Democratic-backed incumbent state schools leader will face a Republican-supported challenger after both advanced in a three-person primary. The winner of the April 1st general election will guide education policy in the battleground state as leader of Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underley, currently serving her first term as state superintendent, and Brittany Kinzer, a private school advocate, both advanced in Tuesday's primary. Jeff Wright, a rural school superintendent, was eliminated. Underley was first elected in 2021 with the support of Democrats and teachers' unions. Kinzer had the backing of the state Republican Party. In local primaries in Burnett County, the Siren School District School Board election was narrowed from 5 to 4 candidates. Taking the most votes were Polly D. Immy, Corey D. Bauer, Kimberly Text, and incumbent Eric Olson. They will appear on the April 1st ballot for two open school board seats. In Sawyer County, for the Town of Hayward chairperson, John Fromel and Stacy Hessel secured the most votes. Benjamin Kurtzweil did not advance to the April 1st election. There were no local primaries in Barron, Chippewa, Dunn, Polk, Rusk, or Washburn counties. People who lost their homes to Hurricane Helene or California wildfires could get a sizable tax break to move to Wisconsin. State Representative Cindy Duco and State Senator Dan Fahan were sponsoring a bill that would give anyone who moves to Wisconsin from North Carolina or Los Angeles County due to the hurricane or the fires a $10,000 income tax credit for 2025. Duco and Fahan introduced the bill Tuesday. They say in a memo seeking co-sponsors that the bill could help alleviate chronic workforce shortages in Wisconsin. The bill's prospects are unclear. Spokespeople for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue didn't immediately respond to messages. Neither did a spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers. Polk County snowmobile trails north of Highway 8 will close Thursday morning. This includes ATV and UTV use of the Gandy Dancer State Trail. Polk County snowmobile trails south of Highway 8 will close Monday morning. The Green Bay Packers named the latest member of their Fan Hall of Fame. Ted Allen tells us more.
The 27th inductee is the late John Brosig of the Manitowoc County village of Pound. Brosig, who died from pancreatic cancer late last year, became a Packers season ticket holder in 1962 and attended every game at Lambeau Field included in his ticket package for over six decades. Brosig also hosted several tailgates for family, friends, veterans, and fans of opposing teams that he met at Packers road games he attended. Brosig's family will receive tickets to a Packers home game, sideline passes, a custom jersey, and more. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.